let's talk to Evan Harris. He's Associate Director at Hacked Off, and he's a former Liberal Democrat MP, of course, as well. Evan, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi.
What's your reaction to the verdict that we have heard so far?
Well, I think the main message is that in addition to Andy Coulson now having been found guilty by a jury of hacking, we know, of course, that there were three guilty pleas by senior news editors at the News of the World and two other guilty pleas on hacking at the News of the World and indeed one at the Sunday Mirror. So the idea that was mooted at first for a long time by Rupert Murdoch and his executives that it was one rogue reporter back in 2006-2007 has been blown out of the water. It looks as if it's not even one rogue newspaper or one rogue news group. There was industrial scale hacking and most significantly a conspiracy, given the denials that Andy Coulson made to everyone from the Prime Minister downwards or upwards, whichever way you consider the Prime Minister, that there was a massive conspiracy to cover this up. And that isn't acceptable in a blue-chip journalistic organisation. They're breaching, you know, the rules that they rightly expect of everyone else. And I think there has to be real changes to the way the press regulates itself going forward.
Do you accept that things have moved on and things have changed since this scandal? We saw closure of the News of the World. We've seen many journalists lose their jobs. As you say, we've heard...
Well, nothing to do with any regulator or...
No, I didn't say it was. But
that's Rupert Murdoch cutting his losses, and I think he's the one to blame for that. No, not a single person, as far as I know, not a single victim of press abuse has argued for newspapers to close. And the problem is not closing newspapers or who's working where. What is the culture at these places and what is the form of regulation? Unfortunately, we don't need to debate this. There was a 15-month public inquiry that made clear recommendations that any future press self-regulator must be independently audited and approved as effective, fair and independent. The PCC was not. The one that Rupert Murdoch's now proposing in its place, Ipso, is not either of any of those things. And until that happens, until there is an effective independent regulator under the Royal Charter, this matter is not going to be settled, as David Cameron said himself last year.
But again, you've pointed out again and again, Evan, that we talk about guilty pleas and this guilty verdict on this one charge with Andy Coulson regarding conspiring to hack phones. These are crimes. This is nothing to do with press regulation. This is about people committing criminal acts, which are already against the law. The issue there is that actually there have been big issues over about, as you say, the cover-up, not just by organisations, but perhaps serious questions raised also about senior figures in the police, particularly the Metropolitan Police. Serious questions being raised about politicians.
Absolutely.
As well. The overly close relationship between people who perhaps consider themselves all to be above the law. But none of this was legal, so why do we need further press regulation to regulate the press to not do things that were already illegal anyway?
Well, press regulation is about more than covering criminal acts.
What's it got to do with phone hacking? That's a criminal act.
Press regulation is about more than just criminal acts. I'll come on to your second question. So, for example, all the intrusions into private grief, everything that Christopher Jeffries and the McCanns and the family of Abigail Wichels went through, everything they went through was not criminal, but it was still unacceptable and was subject to the Leveson inquiry. In terms of criminal duties, if there was any other industry or indeed any hospital or bunch of lawyers or politicians who were breaking the law on an industrial scale and covering it up, and the police were incapable of dealing with it because of the way we need the police to stand back a little from the media would be demanding effective regulation to prevent the culture that allows these things to happen. Because remember, when you're spied upon, when your private data is stolen, it's very difficult to know you're a victim of crime. It's not like you come home and see, you know, your TV missing. You don't know you're a victim. So prevention of this sort of crime is critical in these matters, and that can best be done by effective regulation, because you don't want a policeman standing in every newsroom. And the newspapers were given a final chance to get out of the last chance saloon and have effective self-regulation that's audited as effective and fair and independent by an independent Royal Charter recognition panel.
Yes, but someone who's fundamentally appointed by politicians, and given that...
No, not appointed by politicians, actually. If you look at the Royal Charter, I'm sure you know this, you're just making an interview... No politicians allowed on the Royal Charter Board, no politicians allowed on the appointments panel for the Royal Charter Board, and no politicians allowed to appoint the appointments panel for the Royal Charter Board. And they're not allowed to work for the Royal Charter Board.
OK, so Mark, Evan, apologies. We're going to have to leave it there. We're already over time. I do apologise. Evan Harris, Associate Director at HACT, our former Liberal Democrat MP.